Most people think that archaeologists are only concerned about stones and monuments. But really, it is the people who tread over these stones and built these monuments who are also studied.
You can see.
No, really. The buildings and objects tell us about the people who made them or owned them. In the case of the necropolis, more than 2,000 tombs have been found, many of them still containing the bodies.
What? The bodies? You mean the skeletons?
Yes, of course, the bones. Do you know what osteology is?
Of course not.
I didn't think you would. Osteology is the scientific study of bones. You can learn a great deal about the person when they were alive from their bones, depending on their condition, their height, age, if they had any diseases, and even their diet. So we know, thanks to the study of skeletons, that the people buried at Necropolis were a little shorter than now, were of all ages and of both sexes. We even know that some of those buried at the church in the Parque Central suffered from gout. That means they had a meat-rich diet, which shows they must have been rich.
So the Tarraconenses were short meat eaters.
Well, you can't generalize because these burials are just a sample. We also know from the inscriptions that some of them were freed slaves and that some were from other territories. At the end of the hall, there are various gravestones with inscriptions in Greek. And up here, we have one dedicated to a former soldier, Lucy Valeri Barbar, who died at the age of 37. There are also children. The plaque below was from the tomb of Marturia. A girl we know was a Christian because it bears a Cairo, or chrismon, the symbol of Christ. I'll read it for you. Marturia, innocent, lived for 4 years. She died during the consulship of Eugenius Augustus. Marturia, live with the blessed. Unfortunately, she's not the only child buried here. When you get to the display cases to the side, play track 7, and I'll tell you about that.